You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Break!
Welcome back to the Black Is Break with yours truly, Casey Lehman. We still have a beautiful roundtable in the house tonight. Tonight's guests are Chris, Shelby, Malcolm, Julius, Steve, Toria, and Tash. And Cousin Darius is in the house. And tonight's topic is Black Lives Matter. Now, it's so funny that this group has not discussed this movement at all since it's been going on. We've kind of touched on the various situations that the movement kind of was behind and the move and the situations that kind of spurned this. What am I trying to say? We talked about the issues that brought about the creation of Black Lives Matter. That's what I'm trying to say. But we haven't talked about the movement itself. And I think there's a few things that we can unpack about it. One, the people who are at the forefront of it. Two, we've had conversations at this table before about the need for an emergence of a new Black leader or new Black leadership. Is this it? Should the Black Lives Matter movement get behind a presidential nominee for the next race? Do we feel like what they're doing is truly having an impact? How much are we supporting it? I mean, I could go on and on with questions, but just in general, what do you all feel about this movement and the people who are the leaders of it and at the forefront of it?
I will just say on a positive note before we begin, I just want to thank the people who even started to do something. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes we're talking about what's going to happen, and there's a lot of talk.
Right.
And even if it started through a social media revolution, it's got the country in a conversation that we've needed to be in for a very long time. So I do want to start off with that. I think with any movement, there are going to be complexities. And one of the concerns I have is how do you begin to... manifest these sort of ideals into real significant change that is effective and long lasting. I don't want to say and sound old as if like Twitter and social media is not going to have an impact. I mean, Gil Scott-Heron did prophesy that the revolution will not be televised. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something brilliant about the fact that Black Twitter and the hashtag movement and the power that it has to at least get people talking and conversations happening. And I'm grateful that there are Black women who are really and some Black men, but the Black Lives Matter hashtag started with some Black women.
Yes.
I'm happy to see that there is a consciousness concerned about the state of Black America now, and that voice is not an Al, a Jesse, but it's people who are millennials. So that for me is a positive that gives me hope.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
All right, I will say about the movement, I agree that I am glad that it is here and people are starting to take a movement seriously. Regarding the question of should they get behind a candidate, I don't know if they want to pigeon themselves to put all their chips behind somebody in particular. I probably say, and it feels like this is a thing that's happened before, during Obama and after, there's not going to be a president that is going to fully try to solve the issues of Black people. They'll try to solve issues that maybe affect black people along with others, but specifically our problems, this country could give two fucks about our problems. Unless it's going to affect them in their pocket. If it affects their money, then yeah, they probably care. But other than that, they don't. But I'm not surprised that the movement is led by black women. I think at this time period, it probably should be. And if we probably, as black men, need them to step up and probably give us a big push so we can throw the knockout blow whenever that comes to pass. But as a movement, I'm glad to see it getting the push and all the news that it is given. Hopefully it can continue, but I'm not sure.
What do you all feel about the manner in which the Black Lives Matter movement has gone about choosing to protest? The freeway shutdowns. Do you feel that the sort of noise that they're making, the sort of demonstrations that they're doing, are having an impact in a positive way?
I will say the freeway thing, I don't like that.
Why not?
It does make some noise, but you're affecting everybody who's not involved, and you're not trying to fight the source. You're just making an inconvenience in an area. Like, okay. And then with them, I don't have a problem every now and then, you know, going up with the candidates for president and just kind of getting in their way and not letting them talk. But eventually, like, you're gonna want to reach out to these people to try to fix some things. So you can interrupt them, which, you know, can start some stuff, but go to them and make them try to address what needs to be addressed. But just getting in their way of not having them talk, I mean, they need to talk about it, but that's not going to get them to win if just talking about Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
So here's the issue I have with Black Lives Matter. And from my understanding, it kind of started as a grassroots movement, but from someone who's grown up in the black community, continues to be active in the black community, I think that the issues that we have as a community should be solved from the inside out. Okay, so Black Lives Matter, you know, they're on the national forefront, trying to be seen, trying to be heard, addressing issues, black issues, but as it pertains to what other people can do and won't do for us, as opposed to what we can do and won't do for ourselves. That's the issue I have. I don't think that as a people we've ever needed to look to one group or one person as leaders. I mean, you think throughout history, W.B. Du Bois, Booker T. Washington. Some believe in the talented tenth. Some believe that, you know, we work with our hands and we come up that way. It was Martin Luther King. There was Malcolm X. We don't need one voice to represent us. I think that on the surface, the movement is a positive thing, but we can never, as a community, get so caught up in looking to other people to solve our problems. We'll never, ever find solutions that way.
You know, I'm all in favor of Black Lives Matter. I've never considered them as a political moving organization that is looking for other people to solve the problems. I thought of them as more as like a lobbying force and a body of people who let you know, like, we are citizens within your country and our needs need to be addressed. And a lot of times when we are taking care of ourselves, you know, when we fall into, we don't need to look to the outside to fix the problems. We forget that we live in a political system and that system includes lobbyists. That system includes keeping heat under politicians so that your particular community, whether it's you live in Westwood and you want the street paved, or whether you live in a food desert, whether you live like that within the political system, public officials, even though they may be self-serving, are there to serve the community at large. And so I've seen them as someone who's moved the needle and really brought a consciousness to the issues facing a large section of American citizens, especially with, you know, police bias and against black folks. And, you know, as Ta-Nehisi Coates calls, you know, a church sanctioned, state authorized assault, legal assault on black bodies for years on years on years. That's really affected our culture. And we don't realize, oh, we still live under that same haze, you know. And so I appreciate them. You know, I haven't been caught in one of their freeway, you know, inconveniences. And I'm sure once I am, I'm going to be like, these motherfuckers, I don't like them. But when I think about the fact that what is the inconvenience, of course, if someone is having a medical emergency, that's huge because that's a life. And what Black Lives Matters is talking about is life, period. They would be jeopardizing someone's life. But, you know, being late to work or being late to a meeting as an inconvenience on someone who has nothing to do with the issue, I think they're trying to say, no, we all have something to do with the issue, whether we bask under the shade of, you know, economic privilege or white privilege or whatever. Like, we're all, it's an interwoven community. And so an inconvenience of 20 minutes on the highway, like I was at the Grove in the Grove in Fairfax, and they were there protesting, and some people were really annoyed. Like, this is right before Christmas, and I was just like, you can still do your shopping. They're not blocking the Apple store or the movie theater. Like, all they're doing is they have a megaphone or a bullhorn. Thank you. And, you know, speaking their peace and their truth. So it doesn't bother me.
But isn't there interesting? I think it's so weird to me that in this country that all of a sudden people think that protests against oppression has to be convenient. And right. I'm like, I don't know when is it ever been convenient, and when does it have to be convenient? Right. I would, you know,
people suffering.
I'm just like, so that idea. But to me, when I see that, and not just from black people, but it really just says, like, you know, how dare you fight for, like, how dare you, like, you live in a, basically it's like you live in America. It could be a lot worse. How dare you be complaining about something in this country? That's the sense I get from people who talk like that. But, I think it's also interesting that, the black community just for decades now, there is a longing for who's going to help us get to this next level of we shall overcome. And I think what happens is because this movement, and honestly, not, I don't even get the sense that they had an agenda necessarily with it when it first started. I mean, so much was happening in the country. I mean, when you think about from, you know, Trayvon Martin, you know, who just celebrated, you know, would have celebrated his 21st birthday the other day. To all of the injustices that have been happening over the past 5 years, I just think that they were part of a culture, which is social media, and they used that platform to talk about what they felt was a challenging. And again, it's worked because it's got people talking. I think the challenge will be do you even have a desire for this to go anyplace beyond social media? And maybe it is because D-Ray is now, he filed to run for mayor of Baltimore, you know, and he's definitely a huge part of the Black Lives Matter movement. And a lot of people feel like that's where a lot of the challenges are. It's in government. It's in the people who make the policy, who make these laws. And so I don't know, for me, it's hard to say because I'm sort of watching it from afar, but
I think we need to talk too about what the movement is about. It's about the state not recognizing that a black life is just as valuable as any other life.
Okay. Because for so long, I have a question, though.
Because for so long, black lives have been kind of like have considered expendable?
You're right. You're exactly right. And that's my point. I'm not trying to delegitimize the movement. I don't want my comments to be misunderstood. But if the hashtag is Black Lives Matter, if that's the platform, then they need to matter to us. And we need to demonstrate that they matter to us before we try to make anyone else take notice. I don't know what the numbers are of unjustified black lives being lost at the hands of police, but I know they're much less than the number of black-on-black murders.
Yeah, so I think that's what you need.
Yeah, that's and so that's what I'm saying. So and the movement, you know, it might end up going in that direction, but it has
should go both directions.
It should cover all of that.
Directions.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really, I don't know.
Did you?
Well, I do know.
I don't know. I don't think that. Okay, so yes, we should be working on some things as a community. But to say that, you know, there's so many black people that kill black people, that I don't know. That's such a different topic. I don't know if.
I think it works in the same topic.
It does. In relation,
let me share this.
In
the same. Let me share this with you.
Please
Shelby.
Don't talk to me like I don't know.
But no, it works in the same topic.
You said I don't know. You said I don't know about five times. So let me.
When I say I don't think that they're in the same. I don't think that you should say that in order for one to be done, in order for us to continue the conversation, Black Lives Matter, that we have to first do this. That's what I understood you to say, and that's why I interrupted. So I'm saying I don't agree with that because. Uh-huh. I don't think the conversation Black Lives Matter needs to be interrupted at all. It needs to keep going forward. And I think that if anything, it needs to, it just needs to keep going forward.
But it needs to keep going. You're right. It does need to keep going forward. It does need to keep going in the same direction. But we have to clean our own house first before we go out and ask people to respect us.
So this is the other thing that I'm saying. Is that you're saying clean our own house as if, like, how are we going to put books in schools? You know what I'm saying? Like, to say that...
That's doable.
Yeah.
Do it. Do it. Hold on. Do it. Like, I mean, literally. I mean, literally. But you just said...
Black Lives Matter.
But my whole point is that they're two totally different things.
But it's not
two. You're saying you have to clean your own house.
But they're not two different things.
What I'm saying is that the reason, if you really unpack the reason why black people kill black people, is because of the environment that they're in. And that is a bigger issue than...
Well, more white people kill more white people. People who live within communities find themselves being killed by the people within their communities. And yes, the hashtag is Black Lives Matter. And yes, black folks can address black on black crime, but when I'm a little wary when black folks use that, because I'm wondering if they're using it in the same way that the Fox News acolytes use it, and when they want to deflect the attention away from what has been a systematic, well documented history of American law enforcement.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
No. I'm
a little wary when black folks mention it, and because I know Darius, I know he doesn't mean it in any type of disrespectful way. It's a real earnest love and appreciation for black folks, and he's like, yo, if this movement is really about that life, they need to address it. But the front that they're on is not the fact that more Mexicans kill more Mexicans, or that more white people kill more white people, and more black people kill more black people because we're in the immediate vicinity of one another, and you normally get killed by someone within your community. It's because law enforcement plays a very special place in our... There's no equivalent to, like, black people are killing black people. No, law enforcement is there to protect, and they are charged with upholding our sense of justice within the criminal justice system. And if we have a systematic devaluation of black lives within the criminal justice system being lost with impunity against law enforcement, then it's definitely something that as a community that we need a lobbying front to address.
Right.
And that is the charge that they have taken.
Exactly.
And there's no equivalent to, you know, people within their community killing themselves. And you're right. They can take up a bigger charge. They can expand their movement.
But that charge is essential because we, in order for us to say Black Lives Matter, we have to truly believe that our lives are valuable. And so we definitely have to get that group of black men and black women in the communities, in spite of the fact that they're acting out because of oppression, to get them to realize, no, you matter. Your brother matters. Because the energy, just imagine. Close your eyes and imagine if every black boy, every black girl, every black man, every black woman said, hell yeah, we're going to lay down that black beef. And we standing up because then the energy behind it would be so much more powerful.
I agree.
Is what I'm saying. I'm not saying one trumps the other, but if every little black boy running down Crenshaw saw every black boy as his equal and said, no, you matter. I'm not you. Fuck them. Fuck that. We all matter. Because then guess what? They think twice about putting a gun on your son. They think twice about putting a gun on your daughter. If everybody said no. These are our kids. Yes. And that's what I think he's trying to say when we've got to recognize our value. Plain and simple.
Hey, I'm with her.
You go with her, bro.
She's right. She's right. You're right.
Thank you.
Thank you for putting emphasis on what I was trying to say.
Next topic.
But we did talk about, Stephen, you talked earlier about, you know, in the film industry in China being such a huge, playing such a huge factor in worldwide box office sales and how we as a people have to project an image that becomes more acceptable, more digestible to other people. This is all part of that.
I think it is.
You know?
Yeah, but the problem is, and this is how we're gonna take it when it comes to this issue that gets getting brought up. We can say, okay, yes, they are both equal problems. What gets tackled first? And if you say, well, our house needs to get tackled first, then what you're saying is when a cop does something fucked up to a black person that we know is not right, we can't really address it because you would basically have to say, okay, this group is, we're going to separate you in teams.
No.
You do this.
That's not what we're saying.
No. But how can you tackle both? Think of it as a person.
If the
Black Lives Movement is a person, what choice am I making? Because as a person, I cannot do both.
The hashtag is Black Lives.
Right. So but you're saying, but no, but I'm saying.
You can't negate one or the other.
No, you can't. But I'm saying is like, if I'm going to make a fix, if I have to fix something in my life first, in my life, what am I going to fix? I can't say,
because
I have to fix A, B, C, D, and E.
The conversation always comes. No. The conversation always comes back to,
we have to fix our house
first.
We
have to fix our house first if we want other people to. If we want.
That's what I'm saying.
What is always expressed is that we have to fix our house first if we want other people to respect us. I think what has to happen though is a simultaneous movement. I'm gonna tell you.
I used to feel
somewhere in between like Shelby and Tash. Anybody who brought up, you know, we got to fix our in-house situation first over cops killing black people, I'm like, you're out of pocket, because the cops have a specific job and we need to tackle that injustice. And what we're dealing with as far as our in-house situation is a much larger issue that needs to be unpacked. Until I actually had a watershed moment this past week. It was a young man that was killed on 54th and 9th.
Exactly.
That situation, this young man goes to the liquor store.
And he's not the only one.
Right. And a group of guys pulls up on him.
Bang on him.
Bang on him, ask him what says. He said he's from. He doesn't respond. Calls his mom. They round the corner, come back, jump out the car. One of them holds him, and the other one shoots him in the head. No reason. And when we say, if we're saying Black Lives Matter, that means every Black life matters.
His life matters.
And if we're going to start blocking freeways for shit. Let's block freeways for every child, every life that we lose.
The little gangbangers that got killed on 81st and Avalon the week before. Yeah. Their lives matter.
I'm not saying their lives don't matter.
We can't negate one or the other. I don't.
I'm not negating anything. I'm not saying their lives don't matter.
You know what? You know what though? What
happened? You have the gall to go out and do some shit like that. You need to be killed.
But you know why they're there?
I use the example.
But you know why they're at that point.
If you can't repair it, cut that motherfucker off.
Thank you.
These niggas need to be shot.
But this is what happens.
Because in countries where capital punishment is in effect, you know not to do that shit.
This nigga needs to be shot.
But that's
people
what I'm saying.
People who commit evil oftentimes think they're doing something of service.
And that's what I'm saying. Good. Like, we
but
are
that's
adults.
A human issue.
You don't know right. what kind of dope.
But this is where we are at a point where we believe.
But
there's
but
no but to that, man. Okay. Every black kid lives matter,
so,
man.
Wait.
So
we all agree.
Every single one.
We all agree it needs to.
No, agree to not.
We all agree
everyone.
It needs to be a simultaneous.
The fact is, we failed everyone, and we failed us over and over again, and
we all
agree where we are.
That it needs to be a simultaneous front. We all understand.
If we don't give a fuck about some, the ones that don't give a fuck about, well, the ones we don't give a fuck about are the ones that are killing the little boys on 54th.
Toria.
Plain and simple.
Toria. We all agree that it needs to be a simultaneous front.
Right.
We all understand that Black Lives Matters front is one that talks about the criminal justice system.
Exactly.
Well, and so we have those two things.
Two different distinctions.
And that we need, and we would like for them to expand to another front, and maybe they're not right now. What I don't get is black folks who poo-poo on Black Lives Matter, because if we have someone in the community handling that front, because other motherfuckers aren't doing it, then why don't we step up and handle the front that we think needs to be handled simultaneously?
That's what I'm saying.
To me, there's never a reason. There's never a reason to shit on Black Lives Matter. You can always. You can. Yeah.
No one here shits on Black Lives Matter. No.
Black. So everyone. But every.
The people.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I kind of read into at first that Darius. I wasn't shitting, but there was a little like my problem with them. It's like, no, I ain't got another. I ain't got a problem with them. I'm glad somebody's on that front. I'm going to go cover the other front.
If the platform is Black Lives Matter, it can't be Black Lives Matter only when police take them.
Right. Yes.
No, it's not that.
No.
It's not Black Lives. Black Lives Matter, period. The front that they're on in the criminal justice system within America. That's their front. They don't say Black Lives Matter when only something.
You're saying that the hashtag is an umbrella term. But the problem is
it should wake us all up.
Yeah, it's an. They want
and
to be.
Talking about.
Yeah,
we're having this discussion.
It should wake us all up to everything.
They want to be all encompassing, which is why they're not going to anything specific. They just don't have, I guess, or they haven't grown enough to the point where they can add other. And maybe it'd be another group.
You know what it is though? It's
that one group to do. Other people could be doing something else.
It's really hard. If we're going
to
be.
And he's within contact distance, I walk up to him and say something.
Because honestly, real deal,
all day.
It's all day, right?
So why are you. So why are we trying to expand Black Lives Matter platform past what it is? Like, if you know that it's within your reach, then why is it?
It's about re-education.
Because it don't stop with us.
It doesn't stop with you, but why does it? So here's the thing. A lot of times these things crack because they're under too much pressure. So why are we putting so much pressure on this one
intense
blind group?
It's not enough
pressure. So
when a life matters,
get together and do something. Stop putting shit on them. You have power. You have power. Don't stress the fact that they've done something well doesn't mean they have to take it all on.
It's not a they. It's me. I'm in it. Black Lives Matter has always existed to me.
Exactly. So why are we trying to not expand? Just existed, why are we trying to expand their platform?
Because
I'm not saying
I know you're worth it. I know you're worth it.
That's I mean, I do.
Is worth
listen,
it.
I do think I hear
that's
what.
Why we
I hope you've enjoyed the conversation so far. This is just part one of our discussion into the Black Lives Matter movement. Like Casey said, this was our first time delving into it, and some good things came out of it. A lot of different opinions got a little heated. It's probably gonna get a little more heated as you'll see next week. It's a good conversation though. I hope you guys are really enjoying it. Make sure you get at us, let us know what you think of the show and the episode. You can reach out to us via email, KC@blackisonline.com. We're on Twitter @blackisonline, Facebook Black Is Magazine. Leave a message on the voicemail 323-455-4219. You can also leave us a review on iTunes and Stitcher. That'll help us out as well. Let us know what you think. Once again, this is The Break, brought to you by the Black Is Network. Make sure you check us out at blackisonline.com. See you next week.